Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Robert from BIB Radio. How are you guys doing today? Hopefully well. CC, are you there? Scotty, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Robert. CC is unmuted. She may have her microphone muted on her headset. I'm not sure. But I can hear you, Robert. Greetings to you. Good evening.
Good evening to you as well. I'm a do a room check real quick and see what's going on, but
I see her in the chat room. She said okay, so I don't know what's going on. I'm sure she'll get it figured out, but if you want to get us started.
Well, just give her a second. Hold on. Computer. Well, we got a little slight slight issue.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Hold on just a second. I have to unmute this thing. 1 second. Okay, everybody. So sorry. No, it's okay. I'm sorry. And we were on here so early. But welcome to VIB Radio, everybody. I am your host, CC Harry. And Brother Robert 11X is present. He is here. We're just working out some technical bugs. I guess I should have looked at this before we started. But today is it on now? Okay. Today is December 29th. Hold on again.
Okay, now I'm not hearing. Okay, let me try this.
What about now?
I'm hearing you on Robert's phone, not on your headset, no.
Okay, I don't know why it's not working on my headset.
Do you have the one with the cord that has the little thing where you can adjust the volume, the little box on the cord? It might be muted.
We'll work that out in a second. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can hear myself. Can you hear me from that other one?
No.
Okay.
Try hanging up and calling back on that line. That might, sometimes that'll clear it up.
Okay. Anyway, let's get the show started. My goodness, our guests should be calling in a second, but let's do this. I don't want to. I'm so irritated because we were so ready and early and all that. But let's talk about our guest. His name is Aquil Anis, and our flyer says, at times, entrepreneurs are so busy that there just doesn't seem to be enough time to take care of things. This is also true when speaking about our health. So join us today, December 29, 2016, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, when Brother Robert 11X, and CC Harry will speak to Brother Aquil Anis concerning entrepreneurialism, maximized health, and plant-based diets. Learn how Dr. Sabi's work has encouraged this brother to write two books concerning health. So we'll be talking to him today about his book and also what we can do as entrepreneurs to optimize our health. So just stay tuned for all that. Let me see. Okay, it's muted now.
Whoa. Yeah, y'all too close to each other, so it is working now. So y'all go to, if you're in separate rooms, that'll kill that feedback.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I don't know what was wrong, but yeah, so now I'm in there. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. Again, we did this so early and we thought everything was fine, but it's fine now. Perfect. So that's our guest. He will be on today. And Robert, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Are you muted? Shoot.
I hear you well. Can you hear me now?
Okay, now. Lord have mercy. So our guest, again, will be talking to us about his book and how to have a healthy lifestyle as busy entrepreneurs. So his bio, he has a BA in organizational behavior and communications from New York University. He's certified as a plant-based nutritionist from Cornell's T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition and Studies. He is the owner of Natural Life Energy LLC, and the website for that is naturallifeenergy.com. Plant-based nutrition website providing information on the best alkaline vegan foods and herbs based on the Dr. Sabi Nutritional Guide and African Biomineral Balance used in reversing disease. AquilAnis.com, source for his books and personal benefits of an alkaline vegan diet based on Dr. Sabi's African Biomineral Balance. God's Alkaline Vegans Facebook group is the name of his Facebook group. And he has some books, Alkaline Herbal Medicine, Reverse Disease and Heal the Electric Body, The God Awakening Diet, Reversing Disease and Saving the Planet with a Plant-Based Diet. At 49 years old, he has reversed disease in his body, rejuvenated himself, and reclaimed his youth. He's been able to reclaim his 25-year-old body and remove congestion and sinus issues that have plagued him his whole life since converting to the alkaline vegan diet based on Dr. Sabi's nutritional guide and biomineral balance around 5 years ago. He suffered from pneumonia, flu, colds, sinus issues, and a weakened immune system throughout his life, and he hasn't been sick since. He adopted this way of life. This diet and this lifestyle has resulted in him being energized all the time, requiring less sleep, and strengthening his emotional and mental stability. This is perfect this is perfect in supporting his entrepreneurial endeavors, which constantly keep him working. He worked around the clock to promote his two books and to do research and maintain and update his websites and social media groups. He's working to move to Africa to start a healing village there based on the works of Dr. Sebi. Staying physically fit is very important to him, so he works out regularly and competes as an amateur boxer, and his diet gives him the energy to focus on accomplish all these things without any stress. So I'm excited to have him on as a guest here soon, because first of all, we are promoting his entrepreneurial endeavors, which allows him to talk about health issues with us and also promote his books that he's written. So, Robert, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay. So what do you think about that? Do you have any questions that you think you may want to ask Mr. Anil?
Well, I'm just going to wait till I get a chance to hear from the gentleman and see what all he has to say and chime in from there.
Okay. Yeah, I call him Mr. Nils. Akil Anis. He spells his name a little bit differently. So, but yes, so excited to have him on, because anybody that knows me personally or follows me on Facebook, I was a very big follower of Dr. Sebi. You know, Dr. Sebi just had a real different way of doing things. He healed many people of different diseases, including AIDS, you know, just all the diseases out there, lupus, all these things that are very tragic to people that conventional medicine says that you can't heal from. Dr. Sebi was an integral part of people getting healed in, you know, in their situation. So I'm excited to learn about some of the foods that we can use for healing, especially since there's so much information out there. You know, we have a hard time really picking these things apart. Let's see here. Where are we at? We need to tell people how to, because my thing popped up and told me that somebody's watching. So in case they want to call in, we need to be able to let them do that. So let's see here. So if you would like to call in, you can do so by calling 866-510-9025 or our alternate number 704-802-5056. You could also join us online. Let's see, that is uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. Let's see, but when you call in, you have to, what is this, Scotty? Star six or pound, something like that. I can't remember what that is. Uh-oh. I don't know if you heard me. Let me type them in the message. What do they dial to get in? Is it star? Okay. So Scotty must be somewhere else. But anyway, and then the second hour, what we're going to talk about
Did you need something, Cece?
Yes, I was trying to give people the number, but I couldn't remember what they needed to do. Star to get in, what is it?
Star.
Okay. Yeah, so dial the phone number and then star to get in so we can see that you want to say something. So let's do that again. 1-866-510-9025 star so that we can see you in queue. And also to our guest, you could do star also. Or let's see, wait, what number would he be calling in? He's calling in from Florida, I believe. Let's see, let me message him. What number? We're having some technical difficulties today. You calling in from. Okay, so the second hour, like I was saying, we're going to talk about goals for 2016, because again, today is December 29th, 2016, and we are ending this year. This is our last show for the year. Can you believe that, Robert?
And the time flies by.
Yeah, time definitely does fly by. And with that being said, we're going to talk about different goals, different things that we can do to maximize our businesses in the upcoming year, kind of do some reflection on blessings and mistakes and just kind of just talk about those things. Because I know that I've had a very, very interesting year, but we'll talk about that later. So, let's see. So, yeah, our guest should be calling in here pretty soon. Hopefully he didn't forget. Let me see here. Okay, he's messaging me back. Hold on just a second. So I'm looking to see if he's in. Huh? Oh, you're on the call. Hello, can you hear me?
There you go.
Are you there? Okay. I just need to know which number he's calling in from because we have two people on here.
Actually, three people. I don't see anybody from Florida, though. I don't see a recognizable Florida area code.
He says he's listening to the whole music, which is soothing.
Oh, he's dialed the wrong number.
He did what?
He must have dialed the wrong number.
Okay. I don't know how he could have done that, but
if you
can
message
me,
if you can message me his phone number, I'll have the system call him.
Okay, let's see here. What's your number? Okay. Woo! You can tell when you think you're prepared, you just are not. Thank you, BIB listeners, for being so patient. I tell you, this is business, though. This is definitely business. Okay, so Scotty, he is calling at, I'm not going to put his number on there. I'll message you his number.
Okay.
Wait, what? What in the world?
What's going on?
Okay, so he's sending me he's sending me a message, and he sent me a phone number, and then the PIN number 82204. What is that?
Yeah, he's in the wrong conference. Okay. We don't have a PIN. All he needs to do is dial 86.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying I know that. I sent him the flyer, so I'm not sure what he called into. I think he may have called my conference line. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I think he called my conference line, which is a different Uber conference number, which I do the consultation before the radio show. So that may be where the confusion is. He dialed the wrong number, but it's okay. Okay, I just messaged you his number. There we go.
I got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's going to call him if y'all want to continue until he join us.
Yes. Okay. So, yes. Okay, I see him there, so we can just unmute him. Okay. Alrighty. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just a listener. I'm just listening in to the show.
Oh, you're okay. Wrong one. Okay. So I guess the thing is calling him. But anyway, so Robert.
Just a listener. I'm just calling into the show as well.
No, you are not just a listener. You are supposed to be backing me up here. Okay. So he's there. Okay. So, okay. 754. Here we go. Right here. All right. So he's unmuted. Oh no, he's still muted. Here we go. Okay. Are you there?
That's not him, Cece.
Hello. Okay, we can't hear him.
Yeah, CC, that's not him. That's not that same number. That's one of our regular listeners. That's Brother Sin down there in Florida. He's a regular listener. Okay. So that's not him.
Okay, was that him that was just on?
I have not seen him appear on the board at all. I'm going, while y'all talk,
he says, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
If he's on the line, tell him to hit star star. Hit star star, sir. Because we don't see you on the board.
Okay. Anyway, Robert, so are you thinking ahead for next year, like what it is that you would like to be doing concerning business?
Yes, perfecting some imperfections and that I've had over the years. One of the main things that I'm looking to do is actually get more organized with inventory by way of a point of sale system. As you know, I've been downsizing and clearing out a lot of stuff at our business. And, you know, there's a show that I highly recommend for people to watch, and that's The Prophet.
Hello? Sissy?
Yes.
This is Akil. I'm on the line. I hear someone else also.
Yes, perfect. How are you doing, Akil?
I'm great.
Okay, sorry about the difficulties. My goodness, we're just like really going through it tonight, but that's okay. We're so happy to have you on our show. How's your evening going?
Oh, it's going great. I can't complain. So just anticipating this conversation, so looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited again to have you on. We are also with my co-host, Brother Robert 11X. He's there on the line.
Hello, brother. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I can't complain. All praises due to the Most High.
Perfect. All right. So let's get this party started. Mr. Akil, let us know. Now, I read your bio to our listeners, but it's so much more personal when they can hear the information coming from you. In the bio, you said that basically your journey was started because you were sick.
Yes.
Okay. So what was going on there?
Throughout my whole life, I've had congestion issues. So I've had pneumonia several times. I've had flu like every year, maybe multiple times during the year. Colds throughout the year, whether it's warm or cold. And I had sinus issues basically just throughout my whole life. Around 5 years ago when I started this, I basically just got to a point where I was frustrated. I was, throughout my life, even before that, I was cutting out different things that I was eating through my life. So when I was 13, I cut out pork. When I was 16, I cut out beef. Around 10 years later, I cut out poultry. And every time I did something, my health got better, but it wasn't complete. I was still getting sick, but just not as much. And then around 5 years ago, you know, I got to a point I got frustrated. My grandfather had passed, and I went to Florida. And it made me realize something. Once I got to Florida, I was fighting a cold for 3 weeks. And once I got to Florida, it cleared up. And it made me realize a part of my issue was allergies. As soon as I came back, it came right back on. And during that time, I was researching different things and methodologies of what I can possibly do to help myself. And I came upon some information from an herbalist. His name is Dr. Sebi. And I said, it seemed kind of crazy. You know, I'm just being real. It seemed kind of crazy, like what he said that he can do and cure, because nobody was talking about curing these diseases. And I'll go ahead and get into the diseases. But because I was going through this for so long, I was like, man, let me just take a chance. I have nothing to lose. But, you know, he was basically talking about he can cure AIDS, you know, diabetes, sickle cell. And, like, you know, 5 years ago, it's like, yeah, okay. But, you know, I was glad that I, you know, stuck with it, because when I started to study the methodology, I was like, yo, this makes sense. I said, I don't know. At the time, I was like, I don't know if he can cure what he says he can cure. I'm just being real about that. But I was like, let me just try it because it makes sense. And believe me, I am so glad that I tried it because I cleared up all illness in my body. And just researching things, basically, yes, he does cure. He did cure what he said he what he said he was going to cure or what he could cure. And I'm just glad that I got on that path. So I cleared out all illness in my body. I have not been sick since I started the diet, since I converted to an alkaline vegan diet based on his methodology. Hello?
Yes, sir. Stephen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm like, it seems like there's a disconnect.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, yes. It sounds like the system is doing something strange. I'm not sure. Okay. Let me message Scotty. So just continue. It's okay. Go ahead.
So basically, I went through and I basically cleared out illness in my body. I haven't been sick, within that time. And right now, I'm 49. And I just like round things off. I'm going to be 50 next year. But basically, what it's done for me is that it basically reverted the cells back into my body, back to a younger state. And I was funny. Somebody said the other day to me, he said, like, you're aging backwards. And I had to look at myself, like, compare the videos that I did 5 years ago to now. And I was like, maybe you're right, because everything is just no better. And one thing that I look at is I'm very, very, very active. And I used to box, amateur box, before. And I stopped for, various reasons. One was just getting older. My body couldn't take it. And when I converted to this diet, I went back to boxing, amateur boxing. And I work out with kids that are 25 years old, and they give me mad respect because I'm basically doing what they're doing. And what is good about it is that I have the knowledge and maturity now, so now I'm able to use that energy of my youth and use it in a good way or productive way because of the knowledge that I have now.
Wow. So basically what you're saying is, due to you really researching things on your own about your body, you were able to reverse disease and actually feel and be much younger.
Of course. That's exactly what I'm saying. Somebody said that I'm like Benjamin Button, and I can't refute that. I really go through a remarkable change just by adhering to the diet that Dr. Sebi put together. We follow a nutritional guide. It's called the Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide, and it's plant-based, but certain foods we exclude because they acidify the body. So we look to foods that are alkaline because the alkalizing food or the alkaline forming foods keep our blood at a certain level, and it's about 7.4. It keeps it alkaline, and what that does is it makes it very hard or difficult for disease to exist in the body. So once you do that and eat this way, you're removing pathogens, you're removing toxins, and you're allowing cells to be at their strongest. And we have been duped in a way to think that just because we get older that we are supposed to get sick and we're supposed to break down. The rate at which we do that is not natural, and it's because we're eating unnatural foods. We're supposed to stay healthy for a long time, and even to say stay healthy until we die, it is possible, and it is something that was natural. But because we have been conditioned to eat such unnatural foods, we don't think that it's possible. We think that we're supposed to get old and break down, and it's not true. It's not like one thing that I found out for myself converting to this diet is like, I don't need to sleep a lot. And with that, I'm always energized throughout the whole day. And I can go for like 2 hours of sleep and still be energized. And before I did this, I was like tired all the time. I had to take naps throughout the day, and mandatory naps, because I was just so tired. And yeah, I mean, I'm being for real. As we get older, as I got older, I'm like, yo, I just, going through so much and just trying to work and work so hard and accomplish so much, it just took a toll. in my mind and on my body. But now my mind is clear. My physical body is great. And just to say, there was something with that. This came from South Africa. And there's a, in Cape Town, and there's a Table Mountain. So I took a cable car up to the top, and I walked down or hiked down this mountain. And I'm like, at my age, I'm passing, like, young people. And I'm like, man, this is my diet is doing me good and it keep me focused. But I couldn't do this before.
Hmm. Wow, that's amazing. And you know what? Most people are not thinking about life as you are thinking of life. Most people, like you said, think, oh, you know, okay, I'm supposed to get old and die. But guess what old is today? Old today is like 50-something, because you see people dying at 50-something, and 50-something is definitely not old. I mean, we compare it to, like, I'll go all the way back to, like, biblical people. You know, they lived, we know, for hundreds of years, and for whatever reason, life has been cut down, but I don't think that we're supposed to only expect to live till 50, and if we decide to optimize our health and change our lifestyle and eating, you know, we have a greater chance of living a much better, healthier life without disease. So I agree with you there.
And I have to say, listen, I'm going through this, and we have groups that we talk, and people are doing this, and they're healing themselves. So it's not like this is a fantasy. This is reality. And but what it is that we're in a system that makes money off of us being sick. So there's so many things that's in play to keep us away from being healthy. And basically, it's just anything unnatural is killing us. And we live in an unnatural world. So the way, and it's done specifically for a reason, because once you make things unnatural, then you're able to make profit. So you're making unnatural things, but you're not going to make profit off of no selling a vegetable. You know, no. So when you get people sick, so now you're going to make profit for making medicine because people are being sick. But you're not going to make medicine or make money off of selling food. So what do you do to say, okay, food is going to keep people healthy. What do I do? How do I make money? Okay, I need to make people unhealthy. So what should I do? I need to either take away the food, or I need to remove the nutrients in the food, or condition people to eat foods that are not good for them. And one of the major things is this, is that meat is bad for us, right? But the thing is that meat is much worse for us now because the way that it's being produced. It's mass-produced on factory farms, and it's putting a lot of toxins in pathogens in the food, in the meat. So right now, like the World Health Organization, it took them a long time to be able to gather the information, but they basically said that all processed meat is carcinogenic. It causes cancer. But we're just eating this that crazy because we're conditioned to eat it. So now we're conditioned to eat it. We have a hard time giving it up. We're basically just killing ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. And the thing is, like you said, we're conditioned to, you know, because I've talked to people, you know, because I started my aha moment, you know, like Oprah says or whatever. My aha moment. Mother became sick with cancer, like stage 4, like it was like out of the blue, bam, we didn't know. And so then that's when I started like doing my research. But there's so many people that even though they've had detrimental things strike their household, they still have not researched or gotten information because they're still thinking that the doctors are going to tell them what it is they need to know to optimize their health or get out of disease. And it just is really, really stressful to me how people just don't know that doctors are not there to heal you. So how do we really, really get the word out, or like really make this breakthrough with especially our people? How do we make this breakthrough? Because there's so much information cycling around. Like, even if you say you're a vegetarian or a vegan, well, I mean, although you're a vegetarian or a vegan, there is so much stuff that's still not healthy for you. Like, one, you know, we know about eating organic or non-organic. People are still not even on the fence about that. They're like, I can't afford that. Then you have people still eating a lot of pasta and breads and stuff, which converts to sugar. I mean, it's just so much information. And if I wasn't the person that I am today, if I wasn't raised where I was raised and just, you know, equipped with the knowledge that I have, I would be just like everybody else, like, oh, forget it, I'm going to die anyway. So how do we actually really, like, get this information to people? I'm so appreciative that you have the platform that you do have on Facebook because, you know, again, this is Blacks in Business. It's an entrepreneurial show. But you're able to, because of your platform, really reach people. But it's like, are you really reaching people that are, like, in total lack of knowledge, or is it just people who are already kind of, like, knowing, you know? It's just really, how do we reach these people? I know that was kind of a long thing that I just said, but it just is so frustrating to me. It's really, really frustrating. How do we do this?
I totally understand and I get where you're coming from. And yes, it is frustrating because we're fighting against the whole system. So the way that I look at it is that because it's so great of a struggle, I do what I can. So in saying that, so I was blessed to be able to develop platforms, but it's not just only me. So I have a Facebook group called God's Alkaline Vegans. But we have, as far as the people that support Dr. Sebi's work, we have many different groups. Like Crush Foster has a group does the same thing, promotes the ID, the methodology of Dr. Sebi. So what we are doing is that we know that we are fighting an uphill battle. We can't worry about that. So we try to build our groups, and this is what we're doing. We got throughout the groups, we got hundreds of thousands of people together collectively that are changing their mind frames. And the thing is that, say, even like with my group, I have some people that's already Dr. Sebi followers But the thing is that I have many people that are just coming into understanding the methodology. And it's because we are spreading the word. So it becomes daunting because we want to save everyone. We can't do that. It's how I feel. We can't just do that right away. It's not going to happen because we have been indoctrinated in this way of life so long that a lot of people is just so hard to reach. But what it is, we just keep spreading the word to each other, and it starts to grow. Like, these groups started off small, and as they're growing and they're growing, like, say, right now with my group, I have maybe 11,000 people. Maybe 2 months ago, I had 4,000 people. So it's growing by word of mouth and people's interest, but we just have to be patient that, you know, it's going to take time, you know, if we want to get everybody. And that's difficult.
It's a
difficult thing to accept. But we can only do what we can. I mean, I go through my own family where, you know, people have been indoctrinated by this Western science, and they just so staunchly accept this, and they keep doing things that's detrimental to their health. But I realized, I was talking to my cousin, and I was like, listen, I realize that people are going to do what they want to do, and some people are going to get it and some people are not. The only thing that we can do is just to keep the light on for the people that are, like, on the fence, that say if you keep the light on, they will get there. But like a lot of other people, they're entrenched in what they're doing. Even though what they're doing is bad for them, this is what they realize and this is what their identity is built on. So they're just going to keep doing that. So I just know that by the grace of God that, you know, we understand. But, you know, unfortunately, and I feel bad in saying this, not everybody's going to get it.
Right, right. No, not everybody's going to get it. But, you know, because we know truth, it just is so frustrating. Now, you know, like I mentioned Oprah before, and, you know, people follow these icons. Now, she's on a Weight Watchers commercial, making her stupid noises, like, oh, whatever it is that she does, you know, and people follow that. They're like, oh, it's Oprah. She is meaning us some good, and we have to follow her. You know, it's just like we look for these people to follow, but we won't follow the right one. There's one that we should be following, but that's another story. But the thing is, people just are, you know, they're looking, they're seeking and they're searching and they're on Facebook. So I hope that they're able to grasp this information, like especially this podcast with you on here, and able to connect with you so that you can kind of herd them into a healthier way of life. You know, I had a woman come up to me the other day, and I was selling chickpeas, organic chickpeas. And, you know, most people have no clue. It's like, what is that? Why are you selling it? You know? And so I have these huge bags of chickpeas, and a woman, she was like, oh, chickpeas, those are good for you. My daughter has lupus and I need to get them. And I was like, okay, you know, and I was just excited as she was, because we are in the heart of the hood and she knows the chickpeas are, you know.
Yeah.
So I was so excited, you know, and so then I find myself rambling off all kinds of information. She's like, you know what, can I have your number? I want to call you. And I said, yeah, you can have my number. You know, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, it's okay. You know, I have lots of information for you, you know, and I have respect for you because you want your daughter to be eating healthy. So, you know, we made that connection, but it's just like, man, people really need to know what an electric diet is, because that is what is going to lead them into health. So please tell them, what is an electric diet?
Okay. So with our bodies, basically everything in our body is energy. And what it is just some of the energy is slowed down to become physical matter. But within the body, there's signals that are sent from the brain throughout the whole body, and it uses different minerals or electrolytes to send these messages. And what they do, they interact with each other where they create electricity. So that electricity sends messages for you to move your foot or blink your eye or move your hand. But when the body is off balance and there's too many nutrients, or I'm going to say too much fat, so animal fat, which blocks the transmission of the electricity, you're not able to move or think in the way that you should if your body was clear. So we are electric beings, and we need to have our bodies, the pathways to our bodies clear so that the electricity can flow properly, and that we're able to do, we can move how we want to move. We can, you know, say, if you're playing baseball, you're not going to be sluggish. You're going to be able to run and think and get to that point. But when you have too many things in the body, you have too much fat in the body, too much fat in the brain, too much fat in the liver, it's going to be hard for you to be able to react the way that you want. So we were originally highly, highly electric people, which made us in tune with the environment around us. And being so, one thing that we did, that we absorbed a lot of energy from the sun. And in doing that, that helped to electrify our bodies. But when you become an electric being, we take, you know, it's hard because we are so, like, stressed out, right? And we think that stress is a natural part of life. It's not. When you're electric, stress rolls off of you. You just don't think about certain things. You're energized all the time. You have to realize that, like, say, being stressed, and stress is in the brain and in the body. That just means that basically your electricity is not flowing the way that it's supposed to. But when you are electrified and when you energize, it is very difficult to be depressed. It's very difficult to just be in a bad mood. Because why do we get bad moods? Because our energy is bad. And our energy is bad because one of the main things is that we carry way, in this day and time, in this society, we carry way too much fat on our bodies. Fat just messes up everything. It just made me think about fat and diabetes, right? So, like with diabetes, you know, we basically taught diabetes is about sugar. And it's like eating too much sugar, which is valid, but it's like eating too much sugar so the body cannot produce insulin enough to get the sugar into the muscles. But you know the real issue is, like, and scientists have come up and support this now, it is not sugar that's the problem. Sugar is the side effect. The problem is we have too much fat in places that we're not supposed to have fat. We have fat in muscles, and the thing is that we have this toxic fat that comes from meat, dairy, and processed food that goes into the muscle, and what it does, it blocks the glucose from being able to go into the muscle. So when it does that, now the pancreas is going to keep sending out insulin to get the glucose into the muscle, but it can't because it's being blocked by the toxic fat that's in the muscle. So now it creates a cycle where the pancreas is keep trying to pump out insulin, and now we get insulin resistance because it's not doing anything. And then we end up stressing out the pancreas, and we cause the pancreas to fail. This is all caused by fat, too much fat in the body. So one, it has to do with stopping the electrical activity, but it's like it has other effects that's in the body. And one is that it's the major reason for causing diabetes.
So they're not even telling us the truth about, like, what really causes these things.
No, but you know what's happening now? There's an awakening against this system that's based upon greed. And what happens is that system of greed is you have people that's within the research industry that's being paid off to put out certain information to have people confused. But there are people like Colin Campbell. I studied under him plant-based nutrition program, where he's been fighting against this, this evil within this within our society, within our business structures, where he's been fighting to say, listen, we need more funding to show and prove that a plant-based diet works and helps and reverse the disease. But it's been a long time for them, a long time working to be able to get money to fund the research, but now we're getting that money into funding research. So now people are, we're slowly being able to show by research that, listen, what we've been programmed to do is killing us. What we've been programmed to do, we're eating meat all the time, eating dairy all the time, eating processed foods is killing us, but it's a slow process because you got to work within the system. So one thing is that people that are working within the government to say, listen, we need more funding to show that a plant-based diet works, and we are getting a lot of funding now. So there are studies that are saying and showing, just like what I just talked about with the fat and the diabetes, this couldn't be done 10 years ago. But now we're getting funding to show, listen, we have been taught in the incorrect way. We need to rethink everything.
Yes. I agree. We need to rethink everything. Now, I was going to have the host of Tando Radio Show, Mr. David Wren, on, but he had an engagement that he had to attend. And I would have just really liked to link him into this conversation because, you know, the false information that we're getting from the medical industry, just concerning all the medications that people are on, and then you have to take this medication, that medication to fix that medication. And I mean, these medications piggybacking each other, just the toxins that go in the body from food. But then think about the medication. So we're dealing with medications and food. How can our bodies be electric? I mean, if we are just really, really walking down the wrong path concerning nutrition, that's why we really have to make sure that we're educating the people concerning these things, because there's so many fad things. There's ways of eating not for our bodies. You know, Dr. Sabi talks about that. You know, he talks about that. What is it? Ayurvedic. How do you say that?
Ayurvedic.
Yeah, Ayurvedic way of living. You know, because we latch onto all these different ways of living, but he taught, you know, those are not created for us. You know, so we have to really know. What it is that we need to do. You know, I was just thinking,
I just have to interject and just say like this, that Dr. Sebi was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And what it is that things are so simple, but because of the system that we live in, it makes those simple things so far from our reach. But it's basically, we just got to go back to a natural way of life. And this is what he was showing to us. And I just want to say something on that, because when it comes to the African, basically the African genome is the genome, the underlying genome for all people in creation. And when we try to use things for other people, the Africans, we're not going to be able to get to the top level that we need to be, because we need to go back to the foods and a methodology that works for our system. And by doing that, it's going to work for everybody else's system, because this is just the way that everything was made genetically.
Right.
So we need to go back and understand the foods where he's putting out and what he put out in the nutritional guide, that these are the better foods for us to be able to get back our electric mind and our electric body.
Man, just imagine if we could get back our electrical mind. You wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. I'd be floating on top of this house.
we are doing it. I mean, there's so many people. I'm like, you're just like from 5 years ago to now, there's so many people that we all out there and we are doing it. It's just that we are fighting an uphill battle. But we're making it. We're doing it. We're making strides. But, you know, what it is that it takes a lot of discipline. And this society does not want us to have this discipline. It makes things so hard. We have to work so hard, you know, and it's like we spend all our time working. And then with that, we want to get the quick fix of eating bad foods and we don't want to prepare foods. But the thing is that life is hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, what helped me is that what I do, it's not for myself. It's for my connection. It's for me, how I feel, me praising the Most High.
Yeah.
Because in that, what I'm doing, I'm going back to the natural foods and natural way of life to reinforce my connection. And I it's difficult to do that when you're within the system, when you just adhering to the system and doing everything the system wants you to do.
You are not lying. I'm with you on that. And the more and more we engross ourselves in this system, we gravitate away from how we originated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like when it's like being lost. It's like somebody dropped you in the middle of the ocean, and you can't function if you're in the middle of the ocean, you know,
yeah,
because you're so far away from home, you
yeah,
know. And
analogy.
Dr. Sabi, I mean, I just always think all the time, I'm just so blessed to be, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm just saying, like, my consciousness and where I am as far as, like, knowing what I should be doing concerning my body and foods and this, because I remember a couple years ago, this is like way before my mom even got sick or whatever, I was in college, and this girl said, now she was younger than me, she was like, I'm having a challenge and I want you guys to join me. We want to just do a raw food challenge. I was like, a raw food challenge? You know, I just thought she was just out of her mind. Like, how are you going to just eat vegetables raw? I mean, it just, I couldn't even fathom it. And now today, I'm like, wow, I was being set up for greatness at that point, you know?
Exactly.
Because I'm there now. I'm like, I can do raw. I know what raw is now, you
exactly.
know? But it's still, you know, I was supposed to go see Dr. Sabi like a couple months ago, the same month I was going to go to Honduras. I had planned with a friend who is a naturopathic nurse. We were going to go the same month. That's when they killed him. That's when
yeah.
they did that.
Yeah.
And it's so
yeah.
sad to me because I really was looking forward to that opportunity. I was really looking forward to getting to learn underneath him, like directly underneath him. I mean, some people say, well, you wouldn't have got to see him. Well, Cece would have got to see him. Trust and believe. So,
yeah. you just never know. And like for me, I was in the same situation. Like, so I have my book, Alkaline Herbal Medicine, and basically it's all possible because, you know, just studying Dr. Sabi. And what I wanted to do is, like, as soon as I finished writing it, I was going to go to Honduras and basically go to get this blessing. But that's the same time in which, you know, we have to say that he was murdered, you know?
Yeah.
So that it didn't happen.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm still going to go one day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still going to go.
I'm working it out to go in February. So Sama, his daughter, Sama Bowman, is there. She runs the Usha Village. So I had called her before, and I have to call her again. It's like set up because you have to arrange to go. So I want to do that. And they have a special going on for January and in February where it's like dirt cheap to go. So right
like
now,
what? Because I know it's $2,000, and that's still dirt cheap because they provide everything.
And that's for a month.
Yeah.
That's for 1 month. I'm like, that's incredible. This is why I'm trying to get down there in February. I don't know if I can stay for the whole month, but just to have the opportunity to be there for a month for just $2,000, that's incredible.
Oh, I need to get that information because you know what? That's right up my alley. But yes, I mean, people listening, again, this is an entrepreneur show, but how else can you maximize your health in being an entrepreneur? You got to have a strong mind. You got to have an electric mind. So with that being said, we definitely need to make sure that you know, this is just like not even the tip of the iceberg as far as the information. I know you all don't know what to do at the store, or you're just confused about vegetables, what vegetables to eat, what vegetables you shouldn't eat. Some of you don't even know that all vegetables are not good for you. Some of them are hybrid. Some of you don't even know what hybrid vegetables are.
Yes, with that being said,
our guest here, Akil, he could really lead you into the right information. So I want you all to be able to reach him. I want you to be able to pick up his books and read them. I'm sure he is maximizing his platform soon to be... Are you on Periscope yet?
No, I'm not on Periscope.
Okay, well, he's going to soon be on Periscope and do Facebook...
I'm soon be on Periscope.
Yeah, Facebook Lives. He's going to be leading you all into the food righteousness pretty soon. You know, we all know that everybody's different learners. Some of you need to have that visual. Some of you are like addicted to your phones, and so you, I mean, I am too. I'm not saying it in a bad way. Some of you need to have like that TV version of somebody talking to you, and I'm pretty sure he's expanding his platform into that. But in the meantime, you need to get with him, have a consultation, get his books. How can the people reach out to you, Akil?
Well, several ways. One, my main website is naturallifeenergy.com. And it's a basic plant-based nutrition website and provides information on the best alkaline foods and herbs based on the Dr. Sebi nutritional guide and its African bio-mineral balance that's used in reversing disease. And I have a personal website. It's AkilAnise, AkilAnise.com. And that's a source for my books and my personal experiences in promoting the benefits of an alkaline vegan diet. Again, based on Dr. Sebi's African Biomineral Balance. And I have my Facebook group, which is God's Alkaline Vegan. So it's basically a support group. People come on and, you know, share information. And I use it as a, in a way for consultation. So I answer questions as much as I can when people have issues or trying to deal with a specific, you know, illness. So I try to offer as much information, free information as I can through the website. But and then I have my books, which thank you for, you know, speaking on. It's one is my Alkaline Herbal Medicine, Reverse Disease and Heal the Electric Body. And that's an herbal book, and that's based upon Dr. Sebi's African Biomineral Balance, the herbs that he uses to heal the body. And my other book is The God Awakening Diet, is Reverse Disease and Saving the Planet with a Plant-Based Diet. And in that book, I go over a lot of things of dealing with the diet, but also going into how we are dumbed down by the people to be at hand. There's no pulling strings to keep us unaware of what we really should be doing. So I address a lot of these issues and how basically by eating what we call a Western diet, how it's destroying our bodies. But not only destroying our bodies, we have to realize that we're destroying the earth at the same time. And I just want to speak on this quickly. So what it is like we become a meat-dependent society. So that means that the meat industry is going to keep producing methods to give us, to supply the demand for meat that we need. We eat, just in America, we eat over 10 billion animals a year. So that's problematic because that's way too many animals that we're producing. But what it is that all of these animals produce feces, and that feces produces methane. That methane is greenhouse gases that's going into the atmosphere at an alarming rate and is raising the heat of the earth way beyond what it's supposed to be. So everything that we're doing, then you have the industries that's needed to run the meat industry. So, you know, they all use fossil fuels. So these fossil fuels add more greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. So what we're doing, we're creating a situation where we're destroying the ecosystem.
You know what? We watched that movie or the documentary with Leonardo DiCaprio last week, that Before the Flood. Did you see that?
No, I haven't, but I heard of it.
Okay, yeah, we just watched that last week, and it's just amazing how, you know, how unaware we are of what's going on in the environment. You know, they went into, you know, like you said, the fossil fuels, and they show how the glaciers are melting in Alaska. And that broke my heart because I'm actually from Alaska. And, you know, when I was a little girl, the glaciers were solid, and you could walk out there and they, you, I mean, it was crazy. Now they're like barely there, and it's they show layers of the earth that is just disappearing. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, I know you're telling the truth. Now I want to keep you on for a little bit longer past the commercial, because I really want to get into how entrepreneurs can maximize their health, you know, in this upcoming 2017, because everybody does these resolutions and all this stuff. And I think the resolution is only going to resolve itself when you decide that you're going to change your life. I don't care about a countdown and a clock and all this stuff. That means absolutely nothing. You have to decide that you want to change, and the change has to happen right now within yourself. So I definitely want to make sure that we talk about some things concerning entrepreneurs, you know, sharpening their mind with an electric diet, and you can kind of give us some tips, you know, as far as how we need to maximize our nutrition as men and women, and also talk to us about like the most common questions you get. You know, that diabetes thing was a big thing because they're not telling the truth about that. But a question that I have, and we could talk about after the break, is question about apple cider vinegar, and also a question about garlic. Okay, so we're going to go to a break, you all. This is BIB Radio. Join us back here in just a second, okay?
Yes.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All righty, everyone. Thank you for joining us again. This is BIB Radio. We are on Black Talk Radio Network, and we are talking about entrepreneurs, nutrition, health books, electric diets with Akil Anis. He has written some books, and he is definitely willing to share the information with us. You know, we all could do better in our health, you know, but some of us out there just have no idea. We're still grabbing fast food, cookies, and just all kind of things that are unhealthy for us. Instead of maximizing our health, we are actually killing ourselves. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, you can join us two ways. You can go to uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network, or you can call us at 1-866-510-9025 and press ** so we can see you in queue, and we'll get you right on for questions. I'm going to keep our guest on a little bit longer so that we can get some information from him going into what they call the new year. And these resolutions, you know, like I was saying before, you need to decide to resolve within yourself that you need to change, you know, and that's when the resolution is going to happen. So, Akil, you know, I asked before about garlic and apple cider vinegar. We know that there are so many things that are proposed to us as health. And again, some of those things are not within the guidelines of what Dr. Sabi was talking about. So tell me about, first of all, garlic. You know, I know my grandmother used to make us swallow a clove of garlic every day, which was, you know, what she thought that we should be doing. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to put them both together, vinegar and garlic, and I'll express to you why.
Okay.
Basically, what I was saying before is that, so these foods are acidic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they're promoted because they have some good qualities about that. And I have to be real about that. But it's at a cost of the bad properties that they have. In the body, the blood in the body needs to be at a pH level of 7.4. And if it drops below that, there's a condition called metabolic acidosis that develops in the body. And that can lead into stroke and into death. So what happens is when we keep eating acidic foods, when we take in garlic, when we take in vinegar, what it does, it starts to drop the pH level of the blood. So from there, what happens is the body has to keep the pH level of the blood is 7.4, or you die. So what it's going to do, once you take in vinegar, you keep taking in vinegar, you keep taking in garlic, though it has some good properties, what it's doing is going to force the body to now compensate because you're making the blood acidic. So what the body does, there's buffering systems that's in the body. Then it first goes to the buffering systems once the blood is being threatened. So it pumps in the buffering systems, pump in alkaline material into the blood. But when you keep putting in vinegar, when you keep putting in garlic or other acidic foods, that keeps putting pressure on the body to make or keep the blood at an alkaline level. So now what happens is that the body starts borrowing from other areas. So like say for the bones, it will start stripping calcium from the bones to put into the blood. Because the blood is the most important thing that we have to keep alkaline. It is the center point for everything in the body. So now what happens is that you go and it starts to pull out calcium and put it into the blood, but now it starts to weaken the bones. So though we are told that apple cider vinegar is good and that garlic is good because it has certain properties that are helpful, in the long run, what it's doing is destroying the body because it's acidic. And the body does not need these acidic materials. What we need to do, we have to feed the body alkaline materials because we need to keep the blood at 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it starts to pull alkaline material from all areas of the body. It will pull it from the bones, pull it from the kidneys, from the fluids from the kidneys, from the liver, everywhere in the body, to put stuff into the bloodstream to keep it alkaline.
Wow.
We have been taught that these certain things like apple cider vinegar. It was so funny. I was talking about that today with a brother that's on Facebook. His name is Willie Lynch Jr. And he put up a post about that. And we were talking, and I had asked him if I could put this post up that I have about apple cider vinegar. He's like, I was waiting for you. I was like, oh, thank you, brother. But what it is that most of us are taught that apple cider vinegar is good for us, but it's not. You know, it's because certain things that help certain things, but in the long run, it is basically destroying the body because it's acidifying the body. And the reason why I just put it that way, because it's really that simple. We go into all these other things and try to make scientific analogies. Basically, it's this. When we acidify the body, we break it down. When we acidify the body, what happens is that we start to attack the mucous membrane that protects all the organs in the body. And once that happens, then pathogens and toxins are able to go into the organs and then destroy them. So we need to keep these things out of the body. We need to keep apple cider vinegar out of the body. We need to keep garlic out of the body. We need to keep foods out of the body that's going to acidify the body.
Wow, that is.
I hope I made that simple.
You did. Okay. You made it simple. Basically, they're not good for you.
No, not at all. And again, I just on piggybacking on that, we have to always realize that people are out there making money off of products.
Mm-hmm.
So that people are making money off of apple cider vinegar. They're not going to want to lose their profit. And when you have these big companies, what they're going to do is to lobby government to keep putting their interest ahead of everybody else's, because they're not really interested in protecting the person. They're interested in protecting their bottom line, which is their profit.
So there's things, and
it even goes deeper than that also, because, you know, and I don't want to start going to conspiracy theories, but what happens is that, you know, there's a basic thing to reduce world population because there's too many people in the world. So
Well, this is okay. This is the perfect platform for that. This network is into facts and information, so you're not, you know, we're not one of those. You go ahead and tell the people what they need to know.
Okay, so basically what is happening now, right, and this is throughout the world, it's like there's too many people in the world for not the what we have on Earth can't sustain everybody, but the economic systems cannot sustain the amount of people that's in the world. So rather than changing the economic system, what is being done is to reduce the world's population so that people can continue to make their profits. So they do this at the expense of people. And they do this in every single way imaginable that they can use. And one thing is to mislead people about what foods are best for you to eat. So these
and vaccinations. Don't forget the vaccinations.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's another subject, but every single thing, you know, just like, you know, what really gets me is, like, the medication. Like, when you see these commercials nowadays about medication, tells you, well, take this, but you know your arm might fall off.
Right.
Like, they say it in a certain way that makes it say, because people are desperate, now let me try it because it's not going to happen to me. But it happens to you.
Right. Right. That's ridiculous.
Hey, I got a question. Let me chime in for just... I got a question for you, brother, and the information. I really am enjoying everything that you have been sharing with us, and definitely we need to know the facts. I am a strong, avid coffee drinker, and I'm curious the effects of the caffeine in coffee. What does it do to the body?
Oh, well, basically it's this. It's acidifying the body, and it's doing this in different ways, and it's causing dependency on the body. Go ahead and just try to stop drinking coffee. It locks up into so many different systems that the systems hold on to that. When you try to stop that, it's going to react in a negative way and cause withdrawal symptoms. But it basically comes in the simplest way, because I try not to make things too technical. Coffee acidifies the body. In acidifying the body, what it's doing is dropping the pH level of the blood. In doing that, what it's doing is then the body has to compensate by pulling material from other areas of the body to keep the blood level 7.4. So when it does that, what it's doing is affecting every other area in the body. And what happens is just disease. Disease manifests differently in different areas, like, say, lupus, you know, if that specific area is being targeted more than somewhere else. But we just basically have terms for disease in different areas. But what is happening is that there's a breakdown of those areas due to acidification of those areas. So dealing with coffee, the simplest way is to this. You know, we try to, they say, intellectualize, you know, what it's doing, and it's in a way to us to try to justify, you know, drinking coffee or something else. But basically, it comes down to this: it acidifies the body. To make it simple, it acidifies the body, and in acidifying the body, you're going to be able to. It's going to be able to attack any area of the body.
Mm.
And what it's doing, too, you can tell with caffeine, it affects the brain. It gets you high, but when you come off that caffeine, you get low. And when you do that affects the brain, it's messing with the electrical transfer of electrical information within the brain. It blocks certain areas. And what it is that then you end up getting depressed. Then you need more to stay away from the depression, and you create a bad cycle. But you're throwing off the balance of say, chemicals, electrolytes in the body, and then you keep needing to put that into your body so that you can stay okay. But then go ahead and try to stop for a week. You're going to go crazy.
Now, is it true that it dehydrates the body as well?
Of course. And that was one thing that's dealing with the brain. I was talking to somebody today just about water. And being hydrated is one of the best ways to help keep away depression. Because once you start to dehydrate the body, which caffeine helps to do, you start pulling away the ability to transmit electrical current properly, because it needs the water. This is what helps for electricity to flow through the body. It is the proper amount of water in the body. Once you start to do that, you get dehydrated, you start, like, going wacky. So you get depressed. You might not be able to think correctly.
Well, we have some information coming through. We have some information coming through here. It says coffee has been reported to be a cancer preventer. Anything can be bad for you if used in excess. Can coffee help prevent cancer? Prostate cancer. Men who have 6 cups of coffee a day reduce their prostate cancer risk by 60%. Brain cancer, at least 5 cups of coffee prevents certain types of brain cancer, 40%. Colon cancer, at least 2 cups of coffee a day can cut colon cancer risk by 25%.
Yeah. See, now we're going to, for every one of those statistics and those research, and again, what I was talking about before, the research that was being promoted by people who have those interests, you can find new information that's going to refute that. And what happens is that I don't look at anything as totally bad, because coffee has some good things to it. But what happens is, while Satan is that you have to look at, though it gives you something good, just like apple cider vinegar, you have to look at its continual use, what it's actually doing to the body. It basically comes down to this. If you keep putting stuff into the body that acidifies the body has to compensate. And when it does that, you may be able to help one area, but now you're attacking another area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I follow the thought of everybody's body's different. And just because this is working for this person doesn't necessarily mean it will work for this person. And your body may react to it different, kind of like an allergy. You know what I mean? Because it's okay. But like people love like different types of fish and tilapia and all this stuff. I know that I can't eat that stuff. One, I don't believe that it's good for you at this point. But, you know, that's like a person, they love salmon, but if I'm allergic to salmon and I eat salmon, my body's going to react different, you know. But you might eat salmon and it be great for you, even though it has Fukushima in it. But I mean, you know,
then it cannot be great for you, you know. So you just feel my point. The thing is that you may like it and may be able to deal with it, but it's not great for you because it has certain properties in it that's going to destroy the body, no matter whose body that it is. Basically,
right,
we are all made the same way, and there's in our bodies, there's certain genetic disposition to make us more susceptible to some disease or not. But what happens is that food, proper food, trumps all genetics. So if you eat proper food, then you can deal with anything that's different within the body. But the thing is, going back to that, our bodies basically operate in the same way. So there's no difference. You know, people want to say, but there's really no difference in how our bodies are going to react.
Right.
You might just have a little bit more defense to one thing than another, but you keep pumping that same poison into that person that you pumped into the other person, and they both want to break down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, people love to say, oh, my granddaddy, he ate pork until he was 97. And it's like, okay.
Well, the thing with that is this. Our bodies before were stronger, so we can withstand more. But on top of that is this. The pork that they were eating back then is not the same pork that they're eating now. The beef that they were eating back then is not the same beef that they're eating now. So it's even more detrimental now because the way that it's being produced. So it makes it even worse on the body. Now, the body is resilient, so it can handle certain things, but it's not to say that that's the best things for the body. So say if you were eating everything that you were just right and doing everything, and you can live to you could live to 150 years. Be 150 years old and be healthy. But when you start getting accustomed to eating these other things, then we dropped our lifespan down to 100 or 90. So that's eating the other things where our ancestors were eating. But now you drop it down even more. Our lifespan is even no less than what it was before. The only thing that I have to just say, play devil's advocate with that, we are living, some of us are living longer now, but we're living longer sick than what we were doing before. So we have to look at one thing, it's like, say, quality of life. And this is another thing I look at, say, the generation before was eating these things, their bodies are breaking down quickly now.
That's true.
Breaking down quickly, but 50 years ago. But we again, what it is, we're in this paradigm where we think that it's breaking down because we're getting older. But that's not the case. It's not true. It breaks down, but it doesn't break down not the way that it doesn't break down the way that it's breaking down now.
Well, I think that people just really need to be aware. You know, because of social media now, people have all types of information available to them. I mean, working out we know is important. With entrepreneurs, that's good that we talked about the coffee, because, you know, we will drink us some coffee to stay up and do what we need to do, students, you know, so that's good. But so let's go back to coffee. Now, I know I try to go ahead and get me some matcha green tea. You know, I think that helps me, but I don't know if that's a great alternative. My mom used to drink something called Postum. What are we supposed to be doing?
Well, basically, any green tea is the same thing. It has caffeine in it. So we don't promote, in the Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide, we don't promote the use of green teas or anything with caffeine, but promote using herbal teas. So there's other herbal teas. There's many different herbal teas. And I would say one of the major thing is this, not to say, is that we, everybody that's listening, you can just go on the internet and just Google Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide. You need to see what's on there, to see the foods that's on there and what it's, you know, and just be aware of it. And these are, will tell you the different options that you have. But like green tea, we're being pumped green tea, but it's caffeine. We're being pumped coffee, but it's caffeine. It's acidifying the body. Drink herbal teas instead.
Well, we definitely need to get a list of those herbal teas. And I think, you know, that just goes to show you that because we need this coffee or whatever it is that we're drinking as a stimulant, it shows that our nutrition is completely off.
Of course it is.
You know, we're dehydrated.
Yeah. So I want to say with that is this. So we go into coffee, right, because we want energy. But that energy is fleeting, and then we keep need to have the coffee to make the energy come up. You know, a great way to get energy? Just to make fruit smoothies. You just smoothies throughout the day, and then there's also a product that Dr. Sebi made. It's called bromide powder. It is bladderwrack and Irish moss.
I got some Irish moss last week. It looks like, my daughter said it looks like chitlins, and she was wondering why I had chitlins in the cabinet. I have some.
Like chitlins, but it's not chitlins.
Right. So tell us about these smoothies. I mean, what does that look like? Because smoothies, to me, I'm very, very skeptical about so many smoothies because of the sugar content when you break it down. Now, is that wrong, a wrong way of thinking, or what?
This is another problem, right? See, we need to be aware of your sugar only if you say you have problems like with diabetes. But other than that, natural sugar and foods, you could drink as much as you want. It's not going to do your body any problem because it is not sugar that's causing the problem. It's the fat content that's in your muscle cells that's causing the problem. So if you don't have that problem, then you can go ahead and drink all the smoothies that you want. But even on top of that, there's, on my site, it's like basically all my articles are scientifically driven, and it's articles that I have up there that are saying through studies that they have done studies with people who have had diabetes or pre-diabetes, and they were being fed a high diet, high in fruits. I'm talking about whole fruits, I'm not talking about anything processed. And they found that it did not keep the blood sugar level spike. Anything that you eat, right, anything with meat or whatever, when you first eat it, it's going to raise your blood sugar level, but then it's going to come down. The problem is when it stays up high, then that's the issue. But like the foods that's on the Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide don't do that. But you have foods like, say, pineapples, which are not on the Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide, which are hybridized. These will keep the blood sugar level spiked. But the when you eat the fruit that's on the list, and eat them whole, you can put them into, make fruit smoothies of it, but it keeps the fiber and all the nutrients, everything together. It regulates the absorption of the sugar into the bloodstream.
So now what are you putting in your fruit smoothie? Because I saw you make one the other day, and I was like, wow. What is it that you put in yours?
Let me go to fruit smoothie. Fruit smoothie!
First of all, you use organic. I'm quite sure you use organic.
Okay, now, and I have to be real about this. I use organic as much as I can. But, you know, I'm just like everybody else. You know, we're struggling. And it's like sometimes I use conventional. But what it is, I try to buy conventional. If I get conventional from better stores that, you know, that have better quality produce. But you should always look first for organic fruit or organic vegetables.
Okay.
So as far as what's in the smoothies, I mean, you can make whatever you want because when you just get from work off the list, basically all the foods are good. But as a base for my smoothie, it's boo-boo bananas and dates. And the reason why, and I eat, you know, I don't have any problems. I eat so much sugar, it is crazy. I might drink, you know, sometimes 64 ounces of food smoothie to a gallon of food smoothie a day. And it's all
right.
I have no issues. Now, okay. I have to be responsible in saying that if you do have diabetes, then you want to take your time to clean out your system so that you get back to that, so you may not want to just go and douse yourself with foods, because you do have to realize you do have a problem with processing glucose.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, say, for me, and my system is all cleaned out, I have no problem. I'm drinking so much of this every day. And the reason why, like, this is my base is because it's high in potassium, and then with the with the days of high magnesium. So these are some of the electrolytes that we need for muscle activity. So what happens is this. A lot of times we're tired. We don't realize we're tired. One is the brain, right? The other one is our muscles. If our muscles are fatigued, then we're going to be tired. But when you have the proper electrolytes in the body, this allows the muscles to perform the way they're supposed to perform.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this. Well, not ask you this, but you mentioned bananas. Now, are you kind of away from your phone because it's kind of low for some reason?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I was covering the mouthpiece. I'm getting kind of intense there.
Oh, no, it's okay. We like that. So this is the thing with bananas. Now, I know, like, all last year I was a banana woman. Like, I was like, yes, bananas. But now I found out we shouldn't even be eating bananas like that unless they are a certain type of banana. And with that certain type of banana, it's so funny. I have to go to Whole Foods sometimes, you know, because that's what I have to do. That's where everything organic is. But they have those bananas, the small red ones, but they're conventional. So I won't even buy them. So I haven't had bananas in a long time, because we know those are the bananas that we should eat because they have seeds in them. But it's like I'm like at a loss for bananas now. So would you suggest that I go ahead and get those conventional bananas? I mean, I really don't do that.
Okay, I cannot suggest, but I would just make a statement, is that we live in a compromised situation, and that's just what's reality. So my thing is always try to choose from best what you have, what you have access to. And I just was real about my situation, because I tell people I try to get organic all the time, but sometimes I can't. But I have to say, using myself as this model, for me, I'm like, I haven't been sick in 5 years, where I used to be sick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just saying something that, you know, that though sometimes I may have to deal with this line of compromise, basically what it is, plant foods in themselves are protective against health, no matter what. Because what happens is that there's chemical compounds in plants that will protect themselves against any disease that's trying to get into the plant. This is why you don't see plants getting colds or getting cancer. We just think that they can't get them, but what it is, they're susceptible to all diseases like we are. But they are made up specifically with nutrients that protect themselves against pesticides, pathogens, everything that's in the environment. So in itself, plants are protective against health. So you have to make the decision for yourself. And it comes down to, you know, economically also, you know, what can you afford and what you have access to. So if you are able to not use that and not use conventional and do other things, then I have to say, then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes down, I cannot say to, I always have to keep the level high. And just give you that level that's high, and then you have to choose where you're going to be within that level.
Yeah.
That ceiling.
That's not applicable to any GMOs type of plants, is that?
No. No, we just stay away from GMOs.
Okay.
Right. Yes, and we do stay away from GMOs. I do not feed my house GMOs, Robert. Thank you.
Right. I got another question for you, too. With raw honey, because we was talking about all the sugars. So what's the raw honey?
Okay, honey's acidic. So now what it is, it may not have been acidic forever. And this is like looking through biblical times, and it was something that Dr. Sebi had mentioned. He had mentioned that there's a black bee in South America. I'm not sure if it's Honduras or South America, that basically is a non-hybrid bee. And that bee, when it produces honey, produces an alkaline honey. But basically, all the honey that we are getting is produced by hybrid bees. And you can test it. Basically, all the honeys are acidic.
Even Manuka honey?
Yes, even Manuka is all acidic.
That dang stuff is like $20 for the little jar. I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, and it's a black bee. The black bee. Of course it's the black bee that produces the right honey. Doggone it. Oh, my goodness.
So, as a sweetener, what is there for a person that wants to use a sweetener, and let's just say in a glass of alkaline water with lemon?
Okay, so again, we go to the Dr. Sebi Nutritional Guide. So right now, what is promoted on the guide is agave and date sugar.
Me agave?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Me personally, I stick to date sugar because date sugar is a whole food. I stay away from concentrated sugars, and that's just for me. So agave is a concentrated sugar.
Right.
So I stick to date sugar that's on the list because, again, because it's a whole food. And with it being a whole food, it has all this fiber. It has all the nutrients that regulate the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
Agave is recommended, though.
Well, see, I gave up agave, like, as soon as I adopted it because I was like, this can't be good for me. But I never even heard of date sugar. Apparently, I might be looking at the wrong Dr. Sebi list. I don't know. But what we want you to do, if you can, join us on BIB Radio. It's a Facebook page. And anything that you feel our listeners need to know, just go ahead and post that, like with the date sugar versus agave. Just put all that stuff on there. That is what our listeners need to know. I mean, I'm so excited that you're here giving us this information. Pretty soon we'll have a text code, so next time you have us on, people will be able to use a text code and you'll know the information came from us. But I don't want to keep you on here forever because, you know, we could sit here and do our personal thing and ask you 8,000 questions, but I think we need to get your book. We need to interact with you on Facebook. We need to help you promote your business because you are a black man in business, and we so appreciate that. Also, I would like to offer you your own radio program because we do have that available on Black Talk Radio Network. To my knowledge, we don't have a pure health and nutrition radio show, and we would love to invite you to be a health expert on Black Talk Radio Network if that's something that you're interested in. The CEO of the network, Mr. Scotty Reed, who is back engineering this show, will definitely connect you and get you started on your own show.
Thank you. I'm definitely interested, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. So when we come back, we're going to let you have one more time to let everybody know where to get at you at. But we're going to go to a break right now. You all are listening to BIB Radio. We'll be back in a second.
Okay, thank you.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
Okay, everyone, we are back with Akil Anis, our brother in health, wealth, and nutrition. We'll just call you that. I just added you to BIB Radio, so go ahead and put anything that you want in there. Invite people to whatever it is that you're doing. We definitely want to make sure that you get what you need from us so that you can help the people. Let's see. Let's let everybody know one more time the best way to connect with you so that they can, you know, do a consultation.
Okay. So through my Facebook group is God's Alkaline Vegans. This is a great way to connect and connect with other people in the community. From there, I have my website, naturallifeenergy.com, and it's a plant-based nutrition website providing information on the best alkaline vegan foods and herbs based on the Dr. Seppi Nutritional Guide. Speaking on the guide, I think just everybody know you can just go to Google and Google Dr. Seppi Nutritional Guide and just look at what the foods that's recommended. This is the first thing that we should do when we're going to adopt this way of life. You need to understand it and know what's on the guide, and that's going to help you immensely. Just get a list printed out, and then, you know, just try to stick with those foods. Then my personal site is akilanese.com, and that's a source for my books and my personal experiences in promoting the benefits of an alkaline vegan diet. And lastly is my books. You can get them on Amazon.com. One book is Alkaline Herbal Medicine, and it's Reverse Disease and Heal the Electric Body. And my other book is The God Awakening Diet, Reversing Disease and Saving the Planet with a Plant-Based Diet. Because what we need to do, we need to be concerned more than just with our individual wants. We have to know what we are doing to this earth and how our decisions are destroying this earth that God made for us, and we're not doing right by it.
Absolutely. Now, that is wonderful. Now, feel free to come back anytime. You know, we would love to have you as our health expert. Again, if you want your own radio show, just reach out to me and let me know, and we will make that happen.
Awesome.
Yes. Robert, do you have any more questions for Akil?
I just want to thank you for liberating my early morning ritual.
I can't wait to see what tomorrow's going to look like. Oh, my God.
Get on the back when I asked about the honey. You said honey was synthetic. I screamed.
This man will drink honey in a cup. Yes.
It's killing you, man. Y'all tell you.
All the way. I mean, you took away all my little moments. I'm like, oh my God. I've been knowing about the coffee. There's another thing that I heard about coffee that it actually is bad for your, I think, bone marrow or something to that degree.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But this goes against what I'm saying about the triggers that it does because it's acidic. So what it's doing, anything that's acidifying the body, basically what it starts off is that the body has to maintain that alkaline level in the body. One of the main areas it goes to, it attacks the bones.
Mm.
And I've been having problems with my thumb and my knee.
Wait, and your shoulder.
And my shoulder, that's right. And I've always thought, I said, well, my thumb was initially the first thing to start hurting. And I kept on thinking, I would say to myself, you know, you just need to leave this coffee alone.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing. Just to let you know, go to drsebicellfood.com and go get yourself some bromide powder plus. And that's going to help your bones and your joints a lot.
Mm-hmm. We are on it. We're going to get that. We are definitely going to get that. And we recommend that everybody get that. Tap into Dr. Sebi, you all. If you don't know him, Dr. S-E-B as in boy, I. Look him up on YouTube. Start listening to his YouTube channels and videos that people have done on him. Rock Newman actually did an interview with him. I think that was probably one of the last interviews Rock Newman did.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, they have killed him, and I'm going to say that. Yes, they did. And we just need to make sure that we keep what he had going alive because it has saved many lives. Disease can be reversed. Disease can definitely be reversed. So make sure that you reach out to Brother Akil so that he can help you with those things. He's not a doctor, but he definitely can help you. It's definitely better than listening to McDonald's where they're telling you deserve a break today. But what kind of break are they trying to give you? They're trying to kill you. Okay? So you need to call him, connect with him on Facebook or by his website so that he can help you. But Brother Anise, I want to tell you, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We so appreciate the work that you're doing, and we're looking forward to working with you later on. You are a friend to the show. Come back anytime, okay?
Thank you very much for the invite. Thank you very much for having me on, and I definitely want to look into working with you in the future and doing this radio show. So
yes, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I can't say enough.
Well, you just let me know what you need, and we'll help you out, okay? And we'll see you in Honduras. How about that?
Oh yeah, I'm looking to go in February. Let's try to hook up.
I'm telling you, I just need to get those prices, but I'm so looking to get to somewhere warm. We need to be in Honduras. So we will talk to you soon, and have a blessed rest of the night, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you for having me on.
Okay.
Peace and blessings be with you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was a lot of information. Yes, yes, yes. But do we feel empowered? Absolutely. Entrepreneurs, you need to maximize your health, not just in 2017, but now. One thing I forgot to talk to him about was the water. But if you all want to know about water and which kind of water you should be drinking, we talked about alkaline water before, but it's nice to get, you know, other information from people to know, you know, what they, you know, think. He can post that information for us. I know that he posts a lot about spring water. So that is definitely something we need to know about. But yes, I was very happy with the information that he gave. What about you, Robert?
I'm about to be liberated from a few rituals that I have in the early morning and even in the evening. You know, it's just time for us to grow up and mature on the foods that we eat and those things that we say we love. And it really sounds crazy when people say or make excuses saying, well, I'm gonna die from something, or my grandmama lived to be 86 years old smoking cigarettes. It's just, you know, and we do know a lady that comes out to the market.
How old is she? Still smoking.
I mean, like a chimney.
Right.
You know? But we have to grow up. I'm sure she has some health issues or whatever that we don't know about. But I mean, why not love yourself in the most ultimate way? I always say this about how we take so good care of our automobile and take less care of our bodies.
So, mm-hmm. That's true. But you know what? It's like he said, you know, people live long, but they live long sick, you know. And I don't want to live long sick. I want to be able to maximize my health, you know, take in the proper information, and just like everything else, always learning about what it is that we need to change. Like I said before, we need to recognize that, Skype is trying to come on and I don't know why. We need to recognize that, you know, there are things that we grew up with eating and they weren't good for us. You know, just let it go. Grandmama wasn't right. You know, just let it go. And like he was saying before, you know, the meats that we used to eat back in the day, they're different now. They're different. They're just totally different. So we just need to, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay, because my computer is doing something weird. We need to go ahead and decide just in 2017, you know, I know that's in a few days, but decide right now we're going to live a healthier life. We're going to look for information outside of what is standard. You know, that the Weight Watchers and all that stuff is still processed. It's not good for you. So we need to look outside of that. Get on social media and really, really look into information for your health. Your regular doctor is not going to give you the right information. He would not get a good paycheck if he was doing that. Look into naturopathic care. Look into holistic health. Go look at your farmer's markets. Shop at, I still shop at Whole Foods because, you know, I have to for the most part. Got it. You know, when I have to read, I stop. I can't do two things at once. But, just go ahead and do those things that you need to do in order to maximize your health and for the next generations down the line, like your children. You know, they need to know what's good and what's bad. Get them off the sugar. I have a friend that told me her daughter wanted ice cream for breakfast and she was 3 years old. And I was like, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. I hope that you're really not doing that. So we have to make sure that we're combating those things because you know, coupled with these immunizations and the bad food, you know, these things are taking your body out. But yeah, so what we were going to talk about in the last hour, or now it's a few minutes now, was, you know, what we're going to do to better ourselves in 2017, and just do a little reflection business-wise. But Scotty said something about how can we discuss how to monetize information and producing books, videos, and websites. Well, I mean, there's lots of information about that. Okay. There's lots of information about that. But we want to offer you all the opportunity to come on Black Talk Radio Network and have a show. We also would like to... Okay. Scotty, you can just come on and tell me what it is that you're trying to say, because I don't
know. Yeah, what I was trying to say... What I was trying to say is, okay, to your point to him earlier about the programming on Black Talk Radio Network, not having a program to just focus solely on health. But this is Black's mm-hmm. in business, and he's an entrepreneur. And so there's many mm-hmm. of us who had this type of information, and there is, let's say, information void in the Black community on many of these health issues. So how can you monetize that? Obviously, he's monetizing his. Dr. Sabi, I don't know who's in control of his videos, but I know they get watched a lot. That generates income on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And your mm-hmm. own website. I was reading this thing article the other day. This guy, grown man, plays video games on YouTube with a little, you know, but it's also got a little box with him talking junk. And this dude is making $4 million a year on YouTube.
Oh.
On little silly stuff like wow. that. But I was just saying, you know, on the entrepreneur tip, how is there a market for this information, and what ways do we enter into that market? And we're talking about health tonight.
Absolutely. There are ways to monetize that information. But see, when I was speaking with Akil, I recognized that he hasn't gone certain places yet. That's why I asked him, has he done Periscope? But he most certainly could monetize his information, because his research is there and it's clean. What he could be doing is creating a subscribe channel on YouTube.
Right. I was going to say that, CC. Periscope right now, and there are people who make uh-huh. videos and they get viewed millions of times on Facebook. And uh-huh. I don't want to brag or nothing like that, but the only reason that Blog Talk Radio has a little revenue sharing program is because I complained about it. Remember, it wasn't that many people when I was on there, like it is now. Now you'll get lost in those tens of thousands of programs and what have you. But I complained about that because I was talking about MySpace at the time. MySpace was still kind of big, and I was like, you know what? This is how they making money. They're making money off of all this advertisement, off of the content that you produce, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but YouTube, I would recommend, if you're going to do video, do YouTube. That's the easiest way to monetize. That's the easiest way.
Right.
Facebook does not monetize. You don't get no cut of Mark Zuckerberg's revenue. You're not getting a cut of that. So I would not launch. I would only share stuff from my YouTube channel to Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I mm-hmm. see when
yeah,
I
and
see,
vice versa. You could actually create it on Facebook, because of course you still want to use that platform for what you need to use it for. But then you could do the little thing where you transfer it over from one platform to the next and monetize it that way. That way you know you can get what you needed as far as
then
income.
You need to delete the Facebook
the subscribe channel. You could have people subscribe to you. Let's say it's 99 cents for the paid subscribe thing. What if 2,000 people paid you 99 cents? I mean, my goodness, that would be excellent. There's a lot of things that could be done, but that's where you would enlist the services of somebody like myself that knows, you know, a virtual assistant that could do the research for you and find out what would be the best for you to get your book information out there and make certain connections with you to get you on different radio programs. As a matter of fact, I do that for our guest that was on last week. I get her on different radio programs and give her different information about how to monetize her platform. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do to monetize that situation, because there is definitely a platform for the health, because people are getting sick, and they're sick and tired of getting sick, you know, and they're sick and tired of seeing their loved ones die from lupus, cancer, leukemia, and all these other things. So people are starting to really want to turn the corner on their health. People are starting to not want to be on these medications because they know that they're not actually healing them. That's a big misnomer. People thought that medications heal them. People still think that today, but medications do not heal you. You know, your body has the ability to heal itself with the proper nutrition and the proper information. So you just have to be willing to do that. But, you know, that platform definitely can be monetized. And, you know, like I said, I don't see a radio program really specifically for that. And with Akil, you know, his platform, there are people that are doing this. There's other black people doing it. Like, what's this lady's name? Queen Afua. Oh my gosh, you cannot get in with her. I know that I personally called her myself. Her assistant lost my information. I didn't get, you know, and I'm not trying to bash it, but I'm just saying there's definitely room for more black people that want to get in with the health and wellness platform to monetize it. So Akil definitely, you know, has the ability to do that. Let's see what else. Yeah. So there you have it. You definitely can monetize that. And if you guys need more information, you can always, because we're running short in time, you can always email us at weareblacks@gmail.com. If you have questions that are unanswered or you have show ideas, just let us know. Yeah, we don't have very much time left. So let's go ahead and, you know, Robert, what is it that you want to do in 2017 concerning business? Give me a short reflection of this year in business, the good, the bad, the ugly, and what it is that you want to do different for next year.
Well, definitely get more organized in the actual operating of the business. I want to deal more with the back end, not so much as the front end, the front side of the business. And with that being said, meaning that deal more with the paperwork, get more familiar with the paperwork, the tax side of it, the inventory, the POS system. We definitely have to get that in, and to be able to actually have the option to actually reproduce or reduplicate what we have established. And see, the goal now is to not become another self-employed or have another self-employed type of business. The goal is to actually be the business owner for me. And and my ultimate goal is to actually become an investor, you know. And one other thing that I know that this year I have to do, and that is actually utilize the web in terms of doing business. When we attend the trade shows, I always ask the a lot of the vendors how much more of their business is now done on the internet versus in those brick and mortar stores. And this is another thing about that I ask them is about drop shipping now. Because drop shipping now is really, really big versus 15 years ago, a lot of companies wasn't doing it for you. But now they are, you know. So this year I got a few things that I definitely have to improve upon for my own personal development. So.
Okay, well, that sounds like an excellent plan. Write the vision and make it plain so that you can get those things going. Definitely sounds good to me. But for me in business, I just plan on really making sure that I am receiving my coins, basically, because I found in 2016, there's a lot of people that are interested in draining you. I mean, every time I get a message, I have to stop and read. But, you know, a lot of people want to drain you. Nothing wrong with giving free information. But you know what? You need to pay for the service. That's all there is to it. When somebody is providing a service to you, you need to pay them. You know, so I want to make sure that I develop my professionalism as much as possible to make sure that I am monetizing myself, you know, because I am the infopreneur. I don't devalue myself. If I give you a price, that is my price, and I'm going to get my money. If you don't want to pay it, then I cannot give you services. And I'm just there at this point. I have done so much charity work. Now, let me have the option of doing charity work. Don't make me do charity work for you like that. That just doesn't make sense to me. You know, like people say, if I came to your job at McDonald's, would you be giving me free French fries? Absolutely not. Just don't expect me to give you free services. You know, I do a lot of free services and I love to help people. But at the same time, I am a business. You know, I'm an entrepreneur and I expect to get what I need to sustain what I need to do here. You know, if you help me to help you, I can keep helping other people. That's one thing. I'm just not playing around anymore with this stuff. 2016 was a really good year, though, because, yeah, I was able to come here to St. Louis, and here I am. I'm still here. Definitely plan on traveling more for business and for pleasure. Want to make sure that I put people in place so that I can do what I need to do. What else? Yeah, just really, really looking to continue to get my health on board here. Oh, okay. When was our debut program? What date was that, Scotty? Our first show was when? Okay, he's going to tell us in a second. But
yeah, it was your 1 year anniversary will be February the 4th.
Oh, February 4th. Okay, yay! February 4th. We'll have to have a little party, an on air party. But yeah, so just, you know, everybody, we love you. Thank you for listening to us. As the year comes to a close, we still want to help you with your entrepreneurial endeavors. We want you to move forward in those. Stop being afraid. How about that? 2017, stop being afraid so you can go ahead and do your business. Scotty, what is it that you are planning on doing for 2017, your reflection, and what is it you plan on doing for the network?
Well, pretty much you were preaching to the choir. We are a nonprofit, so we do give away a lot of information. But it's information to help you, you know, learn how to do something and take advantage of the internet age. We've been in it for a while, since at least, you know, the 90s, and it's not a lot of people taking advantage of that. And Robert, you know, you were right to ask those questions. You know, I used to drop ship, man, about 15 years ago. I had a wholesaler. It was one company. I don't even know if they still around. And they had like a catalog of all these different products, and you getting them wholesale, but you got to buy them in bulk. And then what you would do would put them, I'm trying to remember the name of the platform. It was on the internet. It was like Amazon, but I don't think it was Amazon. It might have been. This is during the 90s. And so all you do is post the pictures of your products on the internet, and then you play. They pay for it. You pay for it, and then they drop ship it with your label. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of, you know, I did that for a while, man. And then I started, you know, making more selling bootleg Jordans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Right.
We know about that.
Yeah. I come from what they call humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying? I didn't struggle. I'm a poor person. But like you were saying, you know, we make ourselves poor when we allow people to take advantage of us. So what I was saying is, as a nonprofit, though, we give away that information. There's programming on here that people don't pay for. But there are also people who try to take advantage when they were already getting a better pricing point than anywhere they could have went to. than what other platforms was going to charge them and to reach the audience that they was going to reach, you know, because y'all get the statistics, the daily statistics, and what know what our global ranking is as a platform. So when you try to get me then to do slave wages, you know, I can't do that. And there are people who will do you like that, other black people. So, you know, we do want to promote unity, but at the same time, you have to be careful of those who will exploit you and treat you just like a racist cracker slave driver. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was feeling you when you was talking about that. But my thing is to just do better marketing of the network. We was closing out this year. We've been marketing to the diaspora and to Mother Africa itself, gotten positive responses and what have you. So we're going to continue marketing to the diaspora and building that bridge Malcolm X talked about between Africa and the diaspora here in the United States and the Caribbean. Because again, business is done on the internet, and that's a bridge, that's a line of communication, I think Malcolm X called it. And so we have an open line right now that people from Africa, if they up, can call in. And we've, you know, I've interviewed people over the years from different parts of the world. So that's what I'm focusing on, is trying to open up that line of communication for economically, socially, politically, between blacks everywhere, using Black Talk Radio Network as the vehicle.
Right. Well, that sounds excellent.
I got two things I want to say before we get off air. Two major trade shows are coming up in the next week and a half for all of you electronic people that love electronic devices or up on technology with computers. One of the world's largest electronic shows, the CES show, is in January, the very first week of January. And then there is the AV, as in Victor, N show for all of those adult-minded people. You can look that up. You Google that. You find that out for yourself. It's called the AVN show. Major, major trade show for the adult industry. Major, major trade show, CES, for the consumer electronic industry. And these are two shows that, I mean, are going to be very, very huge. Both of them is in the first week of January. So just wanted to throw that out there. And this is Brother Robert 11X.
Hold on. Before you close out and do that, hold on. Now, what we're supposed to talk about really quick was, you know, enhancing ourselves in 2017 concerning our business. You know, I have Brother Anise on here so that he could talk about, you know, helping us with our help. But you also have to educate yourselves. How are you educating yourself in your business? What organizations are you a part of? Are you part of the Small Business Association in your town? Do you join a community college just for like these little quick classes that they have? I'm looking at a magazine, Continuing Education, for St. Louis Community College. Now, these are short courses. It's not like some long thing, like, you know, the stuff that depresses you because you don't want to go to school. These are like short courses that you can take to enhance your knowledge of something, or just, you know, to help yourself personally. Like, there's something called Business Startup, Starting Your Own Business and Legal Issues. That one is going to be April 17th. It's only $29. There's another one, Understanding Patents, Trademarks, and Copyrights. That's going to be March 4th, and it's only $55. And Starting and Managing a Small Business, that is going to be a couple days, and it's $59. Business Plan Development, that is going to be March 23rd, and that one's $99. There's the last one in this little box. Business Startup Skills for Artisans and Crafters, Make Money with Your Business. That's going to be April 6th, and that's $35. Now, you all that don't know about community college because you freaked out about school or whatever, you should go and check out these short little courses for personal enhancement. I mean, there's so much stuff on here that would help you, excuse me, as a business owner. I mean, I'm seeing one introduction to Instagram and Snapchat. I don't even know about Snapchat or Instagram. I might need to take that. Twitter, web development, create your own website with WordPress, ease into WordPress. They're teaching you all these things at community college for a very low amount of money. So I say sign up. Now, you could learn anything on YouTube, YouTube University, but me, I'm an in front of the teacher type of person. I got to be there. So I would suggest that in your city, you should go and check out your local community college and find out how you can enhance your business or just personal enhancement for your own self. There's dance classes and everything in here. But hey, for 2017, let's just do better. Let's be better. This has been BIB Radio. I'm
Sister
CC with Brother Robert.
Sister
CC.
I'm sorry for you go. you mentioned some services that we provide through the Black Talk Media Project. That's some of the free stuff. I have the knowledge base. I mean, you go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, it's a knowledge base. It's teaching you how to use technology if you want to learn how to do your own radio program and run your own radio station, as we've done a program on that in the past. But WordPress, we do provide services for that. We host them, I build them, customize them specifically for media, because WordPress websites only allow you to upload 8 megabytes of audio or video files at a time. That ain't nothing but about 5 minutes. So I customize it, we host it. You can check out the prices at blacktalkmediaproject.org, and see, as even as a nonprofit, we're not taking in donations like many of these like the Young Turks and NPR, National Public Radio. We don't got donors donating money like that. So what do we have to do? We have to do business. We have to provide services. And so I'm speaking to nonprofits out there that you have to learn how to provide services if you want to survive long enough to help people. Because, you know, especially among our people, we lost so much wealth since 2008 with the whole global banking crisis. You know, Dave talks a lot about that on Tando Radio Show. But Black people have lost a lot of wealth. So I understand why we don't have, you know, thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars a month coming in, because Black people don't have it. So we understand that. But that's how we are surviving and providing in our core mission of elevating independent Black voices globally, is by providing services. So nonprofits don't even, you know, a lot of them look to sell out for the 501c3 and get the government grants and all that kind of stuff. Well, again, whoever's paying the piper names the tune. And so if you want to remain independent, nonprofits, come up with services, okay, to support your nonprofit. And I'm not saying, you know, don't take grants or nothing like that, but, you know, because you can get small grants just to do something like promote the census, okay, all right, whatever. But you had to be careful of that. So now that's, as a nonprofit, you know, I'm looking to continue our mission by just providing better services for the people. But we had those WordPress services you were talking about, and I give classes or in my personal consultations. When you get a free consultation, I answer all those questions. I've been thinking about doing a Saturday class, but I've done the classes before and people just didn't, you know, really participate. So I'm like, come on, people, we got to learn, take advantage of this technology. Can't allow it.
Well,
to
we
be,
need to promote that. We need to promote that. Forget about yesterday, 2017. Let's offer the classes every 2 weeks or every week or whatever. If we stay with it, you'll have people jumping on. So I think we need to just go ahead and keep promoting that. Have people sign up for the classes and get this monetization going.
That's a great idea.
Let me know. I'll do the commercial for you. You know that.
Okay. Thank you. But it's been a pleasure. Hey, it's been a pleasure working with both you and Robert. I posted y'all very first show so y'all can see how far y'all have come. as radio personalities and disseminating information, much needed information. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure working with you all. It hasn't been a year yet, but it'll be a year soon. So I'm looking forward to working with y'all further in 2017 and just, you know, being the best that we can be.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. I'm blessed to be a part of this network. There's so many places that I could have been, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else except for Black Talk Radio Network. Unstifled voices is what we need so that our people can receive the truth. And I'm looking forward to 2017, where we have great victory in this whole situation that we're dealing with. So yes, thank you everybody for listening to VIB Radio. We went a little bit over, but it's all right because that's what we do, because this is our network. And we love you all. We'll talk to you again next week in the new year. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.